Hello and welcome to the hearing. I'm John.
And I'm Scotto.
And without any further ado, on to this week's album, which is the self-titled debut album by Fake Names. Fake Names are a punk supergroup. The band initially formed in early 2016 when guitarist Brian Baker from Minor Threat, Dag Nasty, and of course Bad Religion, and Michael Hampton from SOA, Embrace, and One Last Wish, who had known each other since first grade, met up at Hampton's Brooklyn home to play music together with no intention beyond possibly writing, you know, a song or two. But after writing a handful of songs, they closed out the session with a spur-of-the-moment decision to start a band. they recruited bassist Johnny Temple from Girls Against Boys and Soulside, who was another fellow student of their elementary school, and shared their passion for what Temple refers to as loud, angry, visceral music. By the end of the year, they had enlisted refused vocalist Dennis Lixon, thus cementing the lineup. Fake Names is their eponymous debut album. I always love using that word when I can.
Right.
It was released on May 8th, 2020 on Epitaph Records, co-produced by Michael Hampton and Jeff Sanoff, and features the aforementioned lineup with additional musician Matt Schultz on drums. They don't actually have an official drummer, a punk band who doesn't have an official drummer.
Huh.
Onto the tracks, of course. Reminder, I don't edit any songs into our episodes for copyright reasons, but down in the description, if you're watching this on YouTube or on our blog at johnandscotto.com, you'll find links to the album on Spotify and YouTube, so you can listen along if you'd like. On to track one, All for Sale. This one has been stuck in my head for days.
It was kind of surprising that they weren't, I mean, as loud and as
it's
aggressive.
It's not really a punk album.
No. I like the lead guitar in this. It has like but it has more of a like an arena classic rock kind of sound to it.
Mm-hmm. It's kind of straight up alt rock. Reminds me a lot of Dramarama.
Yes. Yes. I mean, they're doing like the very, you know, power pop, you know.
Mm-hmm. I love the verse, the groove in the verse. Lixon reminds me a lot of like a 90s goth alt singer.
Yes.
He's got that big, deep voice.
Yes, there's one track where he really does the Joy Division echo, yeah. Morrissey.
Love the backwards guitar just before the second verse and the timing change going into the bridge and the lack of a guitar solo. So refreshing to not have a guitar solo. Particularly in this band where I know specifically in Bad Religion, guitar solos exist to give Greg Graffin a break.
That makes sense because he's usually singing furiously.
Mm-hmm. On to track two, Driver. Love the groove on this one. It feels very 70s.
Yeah.
Something about the guitar tone on this and a few other songs reminds me a bit of Rush.
Rush, huh?
There's just the guitar sound they use. Reminds me of Rush. Great melodies and harmonies in the chorus. One of my favorites, I'll say. Not my absolute favorite. I had to go through a few of them. Love the snare sound on the bridge. And we do get a guitar solo in this one, but it's nice and short and melodic.
As they should be in this genre.
Yeah. On to track three, Being Them. Love the opening riff. This one feels very Bad Religion.
I was thinking they were going for a Nirvana kind of vibe to it. Only, of course, you know, with the better singer.
Yeah.
But anyway.
and Lixon's music, well, Lixon's voice in this kind of music is a nice change. Because he has that 80s feel to him.
He really goes from, you know, emotive, just belting it out.
Yeah.
And then moving to a robotic kind of delivery in the same thing. It's a good contrast.
Oh, yeah. I actually was dancing to this one. Loved the harmony riff during the solos. It just had such a great groove. On to track four, Brick. This is my pick for weakest.
Yeah, I didn't know if we were going to get a Ben Folds cover or something about where I'm from. Okay.
it's just like, it's the most punk on the album. But it's just not quite fast enough to be hardcore.
And this was a single, wasn't it?
Yeah, one of the singles.
I'm not sure if this was really single material, honestly, compared to the rest of the album.
The lyrics are just kind of repetitive. It's just, you know, you'll be first up against the wall when the revolution comes.
Yeah.
Nice gallop. I did like the high guitar stabs on the right. Mercifully, it's the shortest song on the album. On to track five, Darkest Days. This
This
is my
is where
favorite.
he gets the, and I say echo because I think of that episode of The Young Ones where,
Right.
the anarchist has to write to the lead singer of Echo and the Bunnymen and Dear Echo.
Love the insistent groove, and the riff very much reminds me of Rush, but with a very 90s feel. Love Lixon's voice on this one. Kind of reminds me of either Peter Murphy or Bill Wadhams from Animotion. He's got that low, kind of gothy sound to him.
I was really thinking Joy Division.
Okay, yeah, that works too.
And his name
yeah, I can't think of it either.
Escapes me right now. The great, lead
the
singer from Joy Division.
Oh, no, the singer, not the bassist. Peter Hook is the bassist. I can't think of the name of the singer,
It's just too late in the day.
Right. I got a lot of Peter Murphy from it, though, from Bauhaus. But love the verse melody. It's just this great moody feel. They bring in the oohs in the chorus, which if a member of Bad Religion plays in the band, you need those background harmonies. Loved the lead part during the bridge and a nice melodic solo.
Ian Curtis.
Oh, okay. I knew Curtis was in there somewhere. I couldn't remember.
I had Ian. I just
didn't know. We both had half of it.
It's like Ian Drury, but that's, sex and drugs and rock and roll. like I said, it's too late, people.
Right. This is going to be a very short episode, by the way. We're like halfway through, and it's only 6 minutes.
Wow, that's kind of how the album went.
It's a mercifully short album. After
just run right through it,
the fucking epics we've had lately.
That's true. This was a nice breather after the early 90s.
That's why I wanted
singles.
To put this one in like right when we came back, because it's under a half hour. Nice, short movie. It was like under an hour and a half. Nice short album. Good week to come back to. Anyway, on to track six, Heavy Feather. There's a guitar sound in the intro and between the verses that sounds either like a synth or a sax.
I thought it was a keyboard. You think
it's a guitar? I'm pretty sure it was a guitar.
And you're not expecting that poppy keyboard sound, after a Joy Division song pretty much or Bob's.
I'd love to know what they ran it through. This one has a nice kind of off-kilter groove. It's a nice Oz in the chorus, in the verse again.
It's a very, very heavy Cars influence.
Yeah.
I thought I'd heard it slightly on earlier tracks, but this one, there's like no mistaking that they're going for like a Cars kind of feel to it.
Maybe that's the 80s I'm hearing, because I do hear a lot of 80s in their sound. Maybe it is that kind of new wave vibe. I love the chorus melody and how the groove changes, and this is another one I was dancing to. On to track seven, First Everlasting. Another one that reminds me a lot of Dramarama.
I'd say this was my pick for strongest.
Okay.
Sounds a lot like a Tin Machine song, actually.
Yeah, I get that. This is, considering it's your favorite on the album, this note might hurt a bit. I have almost feels a bit Springsteen in a good way.
Well, I mean, Springsteen had his moments. I won't deny that.
Yeah.
I just hate him because of the boomers that tried to force him down my throat in Jersey. Yeah.
Love
it's his fans.
Yeah.
I hate Springsteen because of Springsteen fans.
I mean, really clicked with most of his music, but I don't really have an issue with him. I just have an issue with the people who expect me to like his music because of the state I'm from.
I owned Born in the USA back in the day. I'll admit that. But the fans are just so goddamn annoying.
Right.
And we get hate emails over this. So be it.
Right.
It won't be the first and won't be the last.
We're both originally from Jersey. I still live here. We were teenagers when Born in the USA came out.
I was even younger. I think it was like 11.
Okay, you couldn't have been that young because I'm only a year and a half older.
It was like 84, wasn't it?
Was it? Okay. We were preteens, maybe. But we aren't really that into Springsteen. It's a thing.
So many boomers, though. So many boomers.
Well, that's because that's his era.
Right.
You know, he was having his resurgence when we discovered him.
But the harmonies on this also are the most Bad Religion-ish
Yeah, which I
on
love
the
because I
album.
love Bad Religion.
It's kind of that's the other reason why I picked this one.
Also love the layered guitars between the verses. Like, there's two guitar players. There's like four guitar parts going on. I would love to hear how they're gonna pull this off live. On to track eight, This Is Nothing. Love how high the bass is in the mix on this one. It's all about the bass. No, I was not referencing that song. That was totally
Oh.
accidental. I'm sorry.
And I didn't even realize in my notes when I said I got nothing that the song is actually called This
This
Is
Is
Nothing.
Nothing. Love how high the bass is in the mix. Nice, insistent groove. Love the little descending riff in the chorus. Nice vocal harmonies on the outro. On to track nine, Wait. Love the opening riff and the off-kilter groove. More great harmonies. You gotta expect that from anything connected to Bad Religion.
And second to the last track on the album, it's got a bit more of an epic feel to it. Not
Yeah.
longer, of course.
Nah,
Nothing's long.
nothing over. I think they're all under 4 minutes.
Yeah.
Love the change up in the arrangement for verse two.
You get that little breakdown in
Yeah, how it
this.
stops down for the bridge. And he goes very Peter Mur Lixon goes very Peter Murphy on the bridge in
Yeah.
this one. Just straight up channels Peter Murphy. On to track 10, Lost Cause. Another one that's almost hardcore. Kind of cowpunk. If you know what cowpunk is, a mix of country and punk.
Right.
And
I used to listen to Hee Haw Hell back in the day.
And that 2/4 groove that you get in a lot of punk really comes from country and bluegrass. Of ironically, we reviewed a music documentary about a bluegrass band on Zombie Takeout this week. That comes from that music. It comes from country and bluegrass.
And for those of you that don't know, Hee Haw Hell was a show on Sirius. Actually, no, when it was just XM radio, and they had a channel just for punk rock called Fungus,
Nice.
and it yeah, they would do. They just did a cowpoke, rockabilly
Yeah.
show.
Cowpunk.
Cowpunk, yeah,
Cowpoke is another whole other thing.
yeah. It's I swear I wasn't drinking. It's just late.
Right. Yeah, but the night got a nice cowpunk groove, which I miss because you haven't heard a lot of cowpunk since the 80s, maybe early 90s.
Yeah, some Reverend Horton Heat.
Yeah, love the nice anthemic chorus. It ends the album beautifully. Love the line, "Hold on, gotta hold on to this lost cause," in the chorus.
Oh, yeah.
And love the first
The
riff of
play
the
on the
solo.
lost cause at the end, yeah,
Yeah.
is just good.
And calling, saying you gotta hold on to the lost cause on the last song of this side project. And I say I love the first riff of the solo because the solo was basically just two different riffs. You had one riff, probably Baker, the other one is Hampton. So, do you recommend it?
Tough one. I was expecting something entirely different than what I got.
It sounds like you enjoyed it, though.
I did. I did. There were parts where I really enjoyed it. So yeah, I'll recommend it.
I definitely recommend it. It's a bit punk, a bit 90s, a little 80s, touch gothy, maybe a little Rush. It's pretty much perfect for me.
I could have used some more punk.
And that's it for Fake Names. You'll get a lot more punk next week, because until next time, we'll be reviewing Fresh Fruit for Rotting Vegetables by Dead Kennedys.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Really?
Had to put this one first before DK. Because I didn't want the comparison going the other way as much as I love this album.
Yeah.
Yeah, I get to tell my Toys R Us story. Until then, of course, always remember to forget wherever you go in life, there you are.
There you are.